Join me in the book of James, chapter 3, verse 13, please. The very practical teaching of the pastor, James. He continues his work of seeing our faith being played out before us. James 3:13. There are many who refer to the book of James as the Proverbs of the New Testament. Not quite in elaborate form as the book of Proverbs is, but you will find those nuggets of wisdom literature, wisdom teaching. And James certainly does that, and there are pieces of that all through the teaching. Here's another portion of it here in chapter 3, verse 13. Is a very distinct teaching on wisdom. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show it by his good life, by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom. But if you harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast about it or deny the truth. Such wisdom does not come down from heaven, but is earthly, unspiritual, of the devil. For where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you will find disorder and every evil practice. But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. Peacemakers who sow in peace raise a harvest of righteousness. May the Lord add his blessings to the reading of this incredible Word of God, pastored, penned by the Holy Spirit, or given by the Holy Spirit, penned by Pastor James. Decisions. Decisions. Our lives every day are filled with decisions to be made. Many of them are so routine we hardly think or give thought to the outcome other than simply making them and moving on. Decisions in our home, decisions at work, school. What are we going to have for dinner tonight? What clothes are we going to wear? I know you ladies chore sometimes about what to wear. Boggles my mind. But these are daily routine decisions that come and go without very much thought at all. But there are other decisions that have a much, much deeper impact. We can break these down into categories to kind of help us get our hands on them. Decisions about relationships. Relationships. Do I forgive or not? Do I be the true friend and say what is necessary, or just placate and passive? Relationships are incredibly important, and the decisions we make within those relationships are incredibly important. Ethical decisions. Ethical decisions. Do I do what I ought to do? Do I cut this corner so that I can do it cheaper, yet charge the same? I know our businessmen in the room are challenged daily by those cost-cutting types of things. Well, ethics plays in there all the time. Do I follow the rules precisely, distinctly, knowing that if I do, I'm going to miss that deadline? Ethical decision. Moral decisions. Moral decisions. Right and wrong. And these are just a few to prick the mind. We make decisions every day. There are those that are routine, but then there are those of much deeper impact. And it goes without saying that these decisions impact our lives. Good or bad, we live with the results. Good or bad, we live with the outcome of our decisions. Sometimes we wish we had decided differently, given the outcome, etc. But it is results that James is moving us towards here. What are the results? What is the outcome, the pattern of our lives based on the results of the decisions we make time after time after time? Because if you look back on your decisions of life, the decisions you make in life, you can see a pattern. Look at the two previous passages we've discussed in the last weeks. Move all the way back to chapter 2 when we were talking about faith and works. Is our faith alive and is it seen in our works? Do the results of our works portray a faith? Do the decisions I make in these faith-oriented ideas portray a true, true faith? The decisions I make and how I live my life and how I interact with people form a pattern, form a picture of what I am and what I truly believe. Two weeks ago, taming the tongue. Using the words we use, do we uplift? Do we tear down? When someone comes at me with a barrage, do I choose to respond in kind or do I choose to not? The choice matters. And as I said, we live with the results. And this is where James is headed, toward the results. Here in our reading today, James places before us a point of decision. And he's speaking of wisdom. And he gives us two kinds of wisdoms. Wisdom of the world. Wisdom that comes from God. The wisdom of the world is simply the ideas, the teachings, the pervading thoughts, ideas that the world is promoting that are not biblical, but yet are widely accepted as the norm, the way. Wisdom that comes from God, I hope you can define that clearly yourself. It is wisdom we are taught in scriptures. It is wisdom the Holy Spirit brings to us and encourages and teaches us from His holy word. Which of these do we follow predominantly in the decisions we make in our life? Do the decisions we make day to day come from a base of worldly wisdom? Or does it come from a wisdom that's based in God? And those results, the output of their lives, this is what you must understand. The results, the output, the decisions we make reveal the base of our wisdom. I can listen to your words. I can watch your actions. I can watch how you conduct your life. And over a given period of time, the picture is being made, is being formed, that reveals the base of the platform of your wisdom. Our decisions matter. Our decisions matter. Look with me at verse 13. Who is wise and understanding among you, let him show it by his good life. See, here James makes the connection for us. Who is wise and understanding? All right, how do I know that you are wise and understanding? Well, I watch your life. James says here, who is wise? Let him show it by his good life. The word good here. Now, I love this word. I went in to define it, and, you know, first of all, we just want to take it as good and leave it at that. But in the Greek, the word good here means lovely. Lovely, beautiful. The word here is the attractiveness of your goodness, a wholesomeness, a helpfulness of life. Let him show his wisdom by his lovely, by her lovely, attractive life. That gives it so much more than simply saying good. And we must say here that the wisdom James speaks of begins by knowing God through Jesus Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit. And I must say here again, this is not knowledge alone. This is not a mere intellectual acknowledgement of God. This is an in-depth, intimate knowledge of God that leads you to understand the wisdom God teaches in His Word. the reshaped life, the reshaped life of a regenerative life comes from the wisdom that comes from an in-depth, intimate knowledge of God. This is what James is after. The person that James is looking for that fits this bill, that is wise and understanding, knows who God is at a very intimate level. James moves further. He moves into the realm of relationships. We see a lot in how we operate in our relationships. He draws some pretty stark lines here. James, we've experienced this before. James draws some pretty stark lines here, revealing the difference between wisdom of the world and wisdom of God. And here he's placing squarely upon us the decision. Look with me at verse 14. But if you harbor bitter envy, selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast about it or deny the truth. Such wisdom does not come down from heaven, but is earthly, unspiritual, and of the devil. For where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you will find discord and every evil practice. Notice James moves from the heart to practice. Verse 14, selfish ambition in your heart. If your heart is made up of selfishness, then there will be disorder and there will be evil practice. Take verse 14 and connect it to 16. In your heart, if there is envy, selfish ambition, then an outcome of that lifestyle will be disorder and evil practice. The condition of our heart is what James is after here. The condition of our heart is where our wisdom is planted. The condition of our heart in God is where godly wisdom is planted. And there is more. I must draw the point to this. Look more precisely at verse 15. This kind of lifestyle, selfishness, envy, boasting. At the end of verse 15, it says this is earthly, meaning it comes from a base of earthly wisdom. And then he becomes very clear and says this is unspiritual, meaning it is not of God. It's unspiritual, it's not of God. Well, logic dictates, if it's not of God, then it is of the devil. All right, here we hold the mirror up to ourselves. Am I a selfish person? Do I have selfish ambitions? Am I an envious person? Do I envy those around me? Do I boast about what I do or don't? Is it based in this selfish, ambitious nature? Well, holding up that mirror to myself, if this is me, then those things are of the devil. The deadly origin of our selfishness is not of God. And then there is verse 17. But Martin Lloyd-Jones, the great preacher of England years ago, said this is one of the most important words in all of Holy Text. But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy, good fruit, impartial, sincere. What a list. Just as the heart that is selfish is the heart of the devil, the heart of a pure person is the heart of heaven. And more, look at these words. Look at these words. Here's a test. And I know we'll excel in some of these and not so good in some, and some of us, you know, but here's a test for all of us. Look at these words. Wisdom from heaven is, first of all, pure. Pure. Heavenly. Pure. Without blemish. Pure that arises from the nature that has been redeemed, and God has a control of that heart. Just like the sacrifices of the Old Testament were to be an animal without blemish and pure when it was brought to that sacrifice, this is the same connotation. that our actions, our motives are to be pure without blemish. Peace-loving. Now, peace-loving, look at this word closely. In context of all Scripture, peace-loving does not mean passive, does not mean passivity, but it means that we will do everything in our means to protect and to gain peace within the church, first and foremost, within our other relationships as well. We will do everything we can to protect peace or to get peace. And I hope you understand the full teaching of the gospel on peace. Sometimes it requires a sword. Sometimes it requires a soft-spoken word. Considerate, submissive, yielding to the needs of others rather than standing on my own personal rights. Full of mercy. How much mercy should you show another person? If they have done everything in the world to harm you, to damage you, to insult you, how much mercy should you show them? Let me ask you a question, another question. How much mercy has God shown you? They should be on par. Good fruit. A life revealing those things that reflect your position before God. Impartial. Impartial. Not displaying two minds. Not hypocritical. Impartial. I'm the same with her as I am her. Him and him. You and you. One mind. One face. Sincere. Our outward actions match our inward hearts. So many people today walk around with a facade, not letting you see what's behind, because they don't want you to know the real. If you think I'm okay, then maybe I am okay. But we all know you're not. Sincerity. All these words here that paint a picture reveals the decisions we make in our lives to follow godly wisdom and reflect the heavenliness of being a Christian. Now, look with me at verse 18. You farmers should love verse 18. Peacemakers who sow in peace raise a harvest of righteousness. Think on that term for a second, a harvest of righteousness. As you look back on your life, would you say that the things that follow you in your life would be a bounty of righteousness? Ooh, maybe not. But here James is taking us to that place to say, okay, the decisions you make, the wisdom you follow, are you reaping a harvest of righteousness that reflects the heavenliness of you? Or is the harvest you are reaping reflect the wisdom of the world, and that thing that you are growing that rises up in your past looks just like the world? You look at your life actions, you can't see any different than the guy who's a pagan. We should bear righteous fruit, and the fruit we bear should consist of righteous behaviors. A tall order, to say the least. Two kinds of wisdom. Our decisions, the actions of our lives, reveal the decisions we make. Do we have a harvest of righteousness, or do we have a harvest of earthly, unspiritual, devilish wisdom? The decisions we make reflect those things. Let us pray. Father, this indeed is a tall order, a challenge before us. And as I have learned about my behavior, it is not always pure. It is not always sincere. It is not always a harvest of righteousness. So I pray for your forgiveness. But just as you have taught us through the book of James and through this word of James, continue to teach us today that our decisions matter. How we conduct our lives matter. What we say to each other matters. How we treat others matters. The love we have for others and the revelation of that matters. But it's tough. And so I pray for strength for all of us. In whatever capacity you've placed us. In Jesus' holy name, amen.
Amen.